大家好，我是佳佳。
Hi, I'm Joy.
欢迎收听家里家外。
And welcome to 家里家外。
不知道大家还记不记得上一次呢 ，Joy 告诉我们一个小秘密，就是他还是单身哦。所以呢，这一次呢，我们说就聊一下单身除了 single， 你还有没有知道其他的说法呢
？Yes, last time I talked about being single and didn't have a boyfriend, and we'll talk more about being single today.
所以呢，今天是 Joy 的特别节目。好，那今天我们就来说一说，那除了 single 还有没有什么说法？那首先我们来解释一下吧，这个 single 它是什么意思呀？
Right, single means you're not accompanied by another or you're unmarried.
其实 single 就是单身未婚的意思。哎，现在有一个特别流行的词汇叫做单身狗，不知道你有没有听说？但是我听说这个单身狗它的英文的一个来源呢，并不是我们所认为的 single dog， 其实它是一个 damn single， 然后呢是这个音的一个谐音发出来的单身狗。
But you know, in America, as a single person, I don't really want to hear anything about damn single. Honestly, this phrase is kind of offensive, actually. And damn is a bad word or like a cuss word in the U.S. And I do not think it should go before the word single.
但是的话，狗在这里边其实并不是贬义。我觉得狗狗在现在的社会里边，它是特别的可爱，有一种呆萌的形象。
So, I suggest you can use maybe this term damn single in China, but you know, not you know, in America or in English because it is somewhat offensive. So,
所以单身狗这个词呢，你知道它是怎么来的就好了。然后中文说起来感觉是开玩笑似的，但是英文这样子说起来，可能外国人会觉得特别的反感，就不太好，是吧？哎，我还觉得。其实有的时候你跟别人说 I'm single， 这个词只能告诉别人你是单身，但是并不能够反映出来你是否想脱单。好，那刚才说到了这个 single 这个词的话，其实还有一些词可以表示单身的，比如说单身的男性，我们有一个词可以表示
bachelor。
bachelor 指的是单身男性，对吧？好，那单身的女性呢？怎么说啊？
Bachelorette. So, bachelorette is basically a female that's not married. Right?
但是它是一个 written word， 对吧？哎，其实我是觉得有很多的词，你会觉得，对于男性来说，感觉是很有优势的。比如说 eligible bachelor。这个词什么意思
Eligible bachelor, that means a man that is single and he's available.
And very rich, right?
Possibly, yes.
哎，那我们今天说的是一个人他又帅又有钱，那可以用哪个词来表示？又帅又有钱又单身。
Right, so most eligible bachelor or most wanted single man.
我觉得这个词 most wanted single man 因为就可以表示出来大家都想要他，然后就说明他是一个很优质的男性。好，那刚才已经提到了女孩的话，如果单身可以说 bachelorette， 但是的话我觉得很多的这些词汇表达出来好像对女孩子很不利啊。比如说我知道一个词叫做这个 old maid， 但是这个就感觉好像剩女的意思。
Yeah, old maid or spinster. Both of those terms are negative. Like, I wouldn't want anyone to call me an old maid or a spinster because these terms are kind of looked down on. It's a single woman that is, you know, definitely older than, I would say, early 20s. And it just basically...When you hear that word, it just seems like they'll probably never get married. So, I don't know, I don't really care for those terms, but those are sometimes used. And those terms are sometimes used in America.
Yeah, 对。
Especially old maid.
对，所以的话 Old Maid 和 Spinster 这两个词尽量还是不要用了，而且这两个词其实是很老的，也就是说在以前的西方人的印象里边，单身的男性啊就觉得无所谓，但是单身的女性貌似就没什么价值了，所以会有这样的词出现。好，那刚才我们说到了，如果想讲一个人是单身的话，除了 single 以外还有哪个词呢？其实我特别熟悉的是这个 available， 就是 available 你可以指，哎，虽然我是单身，但是其实我有这个意愿想找男朋友。 So she wants to date.
So available means you can date. You don't have someone that you're dating, you're not married, so you are available.
但是如果是说 single 的话，那 maybe you enjoy it.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. But when I think of available, that means you would like to date someone. Yeah.
所以我觉得 available 和另一个词很像，就是 not taken. 我可以说 I'm not taken.
Right.
就是我还没有男朋友，还没有被占有。
You
can date me.
Right. You don't have anyone in your life. You don't have a significant other. So you are available. You're not taken.
还有没有其他的一些词汇可以表示 single 的呀？
Unattached. That's also another term for single or not taken or not available. So,
所以怎么说呢？给我们举个例子吧。
Okay, so a sentence that you could use for unattached is I am currently unattached.
所以其实 attach 这个词它可以指粘上啊、贴上啊、附加的呀，所以是很形象的一个词，我没有被附加，我还是一个人，就用这个词。那还有没有其他的词可以表示啊？
Okay, on the shelf.
On the shelf 就感觉是束之高阁，好像这个东西是闲着的，放在架子上了。举个例子吧。
Wow, in the past, if you hadn't married by the age of 30, you were definitely on the shelf. Which seems sad. I mean, like, you just won't ever get married.
但是我觉得现在的中国好像也是这样子的。你说 in the past, 那是在美国。但是在中国我觉得三十多岁的话可能还会有这样的一个感觉。
However, nowadays, many people are looking at singlehood in more of a positive way. In fact, many people in America are getting married later in life. And many times, Americans have put, marriage and family on hold to pursue successful careers.
是的。就是说现在有更多更多的人去 pursue careers， 去追求他们的事业，所以呢才会这么晚的去结婚。
You know, oftentimes, and I even think about my parents, you know, parents of single children in America are more concerned with their children getting married and while their children are happy withTheir single life, and their parents want them to get married so that they can have those grandchildren.
所以现在都是，有一种 parents pressure.
Yes, I have felt the pressure.
所以赶快抓紧，这就是我们这一期节目的目的。其实我会发现很多的单身的男女，他们并不着急，但是着急的都是父母，他们要着急抱孙子。所以呢，今天我们讲的这一期节目呢，你就可以知道了单身狗怎么说呀，以及有不同的说法来同一替换 single。 那下一次的话，如果别人再问你是不是单身，如果你有这个意愿呢，想去找男朋友或者女朋友，就不要再说 I'm single， 你要说 I'm available 或者是 I'm not taken。
Yes，
好，那这一期节目呢就到这里，喜欢就关注家里家外吧，感谢你的收听，下次见咯。
See you next time. Bye bye.